world updates from the Oval. British Foreign Minister Dominic Raab says that the Britain is suspending extradition arrangements with Hong Kong immediately and indefinitely. It is evident that after the ratification of new national security law in Hong Kong, countries have begun to change their policies towards Hong Kong. Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud was admitted to hospital at Riyadh on Sunday for a medical checkup of the gallbladder. The 84-year-old ruler, who has ruled the country since 2015, was undergoing medical checkups in the capital. Britain has signed a deal for 90 million COVID-19 vaccine doses with vaccine companies BioNTech, Pfizer and Valneva. People in France will risk a fine of 135 euros, almost equal to $154, starting Monday for failure to comply with a new decree to wear a mask in public places indoors. The government announced this decision. Coronavirus vaccine developed by the University of Oxford appears safe and triggers an immune response. The study claims it. The vaccine being developed by British drug maker AstraZeneca along with Oxford University induced an immune response in all study participants who received two doses without any worrisome side effects. A lot changes in a day, and so we must know it. Hello friends, you have tuned into The World As We Know It, presented by The Oval, a daily news capsule of updates from around the world. So let's get started with all that happened on 20th of July. Starting the updates with the largest continent of the world, that is Asia. In order to release the flood water, Chinese authorities opened the dam on the Chu River in Anhui province. It was blasted with explosives on Sunday morning, after which the water level was expected to drop by 70 cm. The water from the dam is being channeled into two storage ponds on a floodplain capable of holding over 60 million cubic meters. The Ministry of Emergency Management estimated the losses attributed to flooding to be more than 49 billion yuan or $7 billion. China-owned video sharing app TikTok is under Australia's scrutiny over any risks it may pose to users from potential foreign interference and data privacy issues. Offices of both the Home Affairs and Attorney Generals discussed on TikTok's operations, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the government was having a good look. Bringing about some good news amid the deadly pandemic, CanFino Biologics Incorporation and China's Military Research Unit's COVID-19 vaccine candidate AD5nCoV appear to be safe and induced immune responses in most subjects in a closely watched mid-stage study, researchers stated. It was tested in 508 subjects and showed promising results prior to much larger trials to demonstrate efficacy. CanSino's candidates uses a modified common cold virus to carry genetic material from the new coronavirus into the human body. The T20 World Cup 2020, which was about to be played in Australia in October-November, was postponed in the light of the coronavirus pandemic. As a result, back-to-back men's T20 World Cups will be played in 2021 and 2022 before the 50-over World Cup in India in 2023. As Britain recently announced a ban on Huawei, China said it will consider retaliating against telecom gear makers Nokia and Ericsson if the ban by the US and Britain is allowed by the European Union. The Wall Street Journal reported this news. The European Union has, however, not recommended a ban yet. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reprimanded officials for their careless building of a flagship hospital in capital Pyongyang. He ordered those responsible to be sacked. The Pyongyang General Hospital was being constructed in a prime location across the Taedong River from Mansu Hill. Its completion is scheduled for the October 10th to mark the 75th anniversary of the founding of the ruling Workers' Party. A prominent Hong Kong pro-democracy activist, Joshua Wong, will run for a seat in the city's legislature. He filed his candidacy papers Monday to run for the elections in September. New Zealand scientists have invented a new volcano alert system which they claim could have warned by last December's White Island disaster, in which 21 people lost their lives. Sources for the Asian updates were The Guardian, South China Morning Post, Bangkok Post, Voice of America News, and BBC News. Let's grab some updates from American continents. Ecuador's National Electoral Council decided to suspend four political organizations, including the Fuerza Compromiso Social Party of former President Rafael Correa. The four groups will not be allowed to participate in the 2021 elections for president and assembly members. This would prevent candidates from standing for the elections to be held in February 2021, thus perpetrating the most blatant electoral fraud, the party said in a press release. United States President Donald Trump praised Monday a heavy-handed federal crackdown on Black Lives Matter protesters in Portland, Oregon, and is looking to replicate the controversial effort in other U.S. cities. Trump continued to heap scorn on city and state leaders, saying the Democratic city mayor and state governor had no idea what they were doing. A gunman shot dead 20-year-old son of a U.S. federal judge, Esther Salas, when he answered his door on Sunday in New Jersey. The attacker, dressed as a FedEx delivery agent, also wounded the judge's husband, Mark Anderl, before fleeing. Daniel Anderl, a college student, son of federal judge, was the judge's only child. Chile will gradually relax lockdown restrictions after the COVID-19 rate improved in some regions of the country. The plan, called Step by Step, includes five stages that range from total quarantine to advanced opening and will be applied according to epidemiological criteria, the capacity of the healthcare system, and the ability to trace cases, officials said it. The Bahamas will bar U.S. travelers and international flights effective Wednesday, July 22, midnight. Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis on Sunday announced officials have decided to bar international commercial flights and commercial vessels carrying passengers from the U.S. Moreover, the country also seized all outgoing Bahamas Airlines flights to the U.S. effective immediately. Passengers from Canada and the U.K. and the European Union will still be permitted. Sources of the American updates were Anadolu Agency, BBC News, and The People. Well, friends, if you want to listen updates from all around the world in a very quick time with your earphones or even your speakers plugged in, so please follow, subscribe, and like our post on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Telegram, YouTube, and all other social media platforms with username @OvalTheGlobal. If you want to get those updates in image format, you can follow our Instagram handle or even Telegram channel or even Facebook, where you can have more information about the world while you do other things also. You know how to use social media in a knowledgeable and productive ways. So just go to @OvalTheGlobal. Let's catch the updates from the European continent. After China passed the controversial national security law in Hong Kong, the Britain suspended its extradition treaty and blocked arms sales to Hong Kong. Britain Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab told the House of Commons that he had concerns about the new law and alleged human rights abuses in China. In a major breakthrough during the pandemic, scientists at the Oxford University said that their experimental coronavirus vaccine showed positive results in an early trial and prompted a protective immune response in hundreds of people who were given the shot. The testing first commenced in April in about 1,000 people, half of whom got the experimental vaccine. In the research published in journal Lancet on Monday, scientists stated that they found their experimental COVID-19 vaccine produced a dual immune response in people aged 18 to 55 that lasted at least 2 months after they were immunized. Also, the COVID-19 vaccine candidate caused small side effects like fever, chills, and muscle pain more often than in those who got a control meningitis vaccine. Larger trials are underway. As the European Union coronavirus recovery budget talks entered the fourth day, a major breakthrough was seen as Charles Michel, European Council President, proposed for the European Union to pay out €390 billion in non-repayable grants for the worst-hit countries, while €360 billion in loans. On the other hand, the frugal states of the Netherlands, Denmark, Sweden, and Austria have been pushing for the original proposal by the European Union Commission for €500 billion in grants for stricken countries to be reduced to €350 billion. The Brussels summit became the longest since the heads of state and government met in Nice 20 years ago. Russian President Vladimir Putin appointed Mikhail Dektyarov as acting governor to the far eastern Khabarovsk region, which has been witnessing massive protests for the past some days. Putin signed a decree dismissing Sergei Fergel, who was apprehended on July 9. Fergel is suspended of involvement in several murders of businessmen in 2004 and 2005. Six Bosniak Muslims killed in the 1992 to 1995 war were led to rest on Monday, while five were recovered from under rocks spilled over their bodies. The sixth one was unearthed from the Jablanica Prosara mass grave. The victims, mainly prisoners from the wartime detention camps for non-Serbs near the town of Prizidor, were told they were being released in prison exchange but were taken to Kori Kani cliffs in central Bosnia, lined up on the edge of the ravine and shot by Bosnian Serb forces in August 1992. Sanctions were imposed on the regional strongman leader of Russia's Republic of Chechnya, Ramzan Kadyrov, by the US over human rights violation, including torture and extrajudicial killings. Kadyrov and his lieutenants have also been appointed by international human rights groups. In return, Russian lawmakers said that the Moscow will find a way to reciprocate to the US sanctions against Kadyrov. Russian President Vladimir Putin will continue to build new warships, he stated on a trip to Crimea, which Russia has annexed from Britain Rhine. He attended the keel laying of two landing vessels at a shipyard in Kerch. Putin said that Russia needs a strong navy to defend itself. Sources for the European updates were Associated Press, Reuters, and The Guardian. Let's grab the updates from the African continent. The World Health Organization said that the growing COVID-19 pandemic outbreak in South Africa should be an alert for the continent. The country witnessed an increase of 13,373 new cases on Saturday. Thousands of chicks were destroyed by poultry farmers in Ethiopia due to a collapse in demand from the hotel sector because of COVID-19. Ethiopian, one of the biggest suppliers of poultry products in Addis Ababa, said it had to slaughter about 650,000 chicks in 5 weeks over May and June. Gambian footballer Alhaji Momodo Zie, popularly known as Biri Biri, died on Sunday, aged 72, at a hospital in Dakar, Senegal. He was undergoing treatment for a protracted illness. Zie became the first black player in Sevilla's history and in 2017 received the golden badge of the club. Zimbabwe police arrested journalist Hopewell Chinyono and opposition leader Jacob Garivuhame ahead of the anti-government protests planned for July 31st. The 49-year-old Chinyono is an independent award-winning film documentarist. After Britain's $1 billion and support to the Britain government could face a legal battle after offering more than $1 billion in financial support to help build a gas project in Mozambique. Despite its pledge to fight the climatic crisis, France's Total, which will operate Mozambique LNG, said that the project's total financing was the biggest ever in Africa and incorporated support from export credit agencies in Britain, US, Japan, Italy, Thailand, South Africa and Netherlands. Sources for the African Greats were Reuters, Football Ghana, News 24 and The Guardian. And the last region for today's updates in our list is Middle East. Sultan Hashim, who was the defense minister in Saddam Hussein's regime, died on Monday after his health worsened following a heart attack in Al Hud prison. Hashim had been suffering from many chronic diseases for several years. He served as the last defense minister of the Saddam era between 1995 to 2003. Israeli soldiers blew up Palestinian coronavirus test center. According to Middle East Monitor, a security checkpoint was being used for the COVID-19 test center facility by Palestinian forces at the entrance to the occupied West Bank city of Jenin to prevent the spread of coronavirus to Port Novo. People in Saudi Arabia got angry when the state-owned oil company Aramco increased the petrol and other fuel prices by 34% this month. Saudi Arabia has recently tripled the rate of VAT from 5 to 15%, causing a sharp decline in the property market. Prime Minister of Iraq Mustafa al-Kadhimi had to postpone his visit to Saudi Arabia after King Salman was hospitalized. The Iraqi premier was scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia and Iran for talks on bilateral relations and economic issues. Iran executed Mahmoud Mousavi Majid, who was convicted of spying for the CIA and Israeli intelligence agency Mossad. Mahmoud was convicted for spying on the Revolutionary Guards commander Qasem Soleimani, who was killed in a US drone strike this year. Sources were Anadolu Agency, Middle East Monitor, and BBC News. At the rate Oval the Global, just type this username in your every social media account and you can get more world's updates on just one platform and even within 30 minutes. If you liked our content, please like, follow, subscribe, and more importantly, share it with all the people you know. Because sharing of knowledge is equally important with its knowing. Check out and follow our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Telegram, YouTube, Spotify, and every other social media accounts with the handle @OvalTheGlobal. Share it with your people. Also, if you have any suggestion, be our guest. We heed over the comments. Thanks a lot for listening to us. Keep reading and keep knowing, because only knowing cures most of our problems. And keep sharing this show with your people.